Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This is G.R. Mobley. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. If you go to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org, you can download our podcast and support documents and links. This is an educational, grassroots program designed to restore the Republic and placing the general government, or what many refer to as the federal government, back into the constitutional framework and scope of the Constitution. If you cannot listen to the entire show today, this show is rebroadcasted on Saturdays at 1 p.m. and on Sundays at 9 p.m. The show is sponsored by both MobiStripPress.com and ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. And if you haven't heard this before, you really need to understand that this is more than just an educational show. We actually try to provide content that both educates you and hopefully motivates you. And so consequently, to stay abreast with all the content that we put in here so that it makes sense for you, you really need to download these podcasts. And you can find these podcasts at ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. So again, don't forget you can download these podcasts there. This Friday, the Republican Coffee Club at 7 in the morning has Jonah Rispold Hyatt, and I probably mispronounced that, forgive me, but she is going to be talking about, and this is very hot, and I'm going to get this out to a lot of other people, I would like to see this venue bulging with people this Friday, because she's going to be talking about the Planned Parenthood curriculum for sex education classes in Spokane School District. If you have kids, if you find this reprehensible, you're going to want to hear what they're going to be talking about and getting into how you can get all the information you need so that you can get involved in stopping this exposure to your children. Now, this meeting is every Friday, and it is at 7 in the morning every Friday at the Something Else Deli at 152 South Sherman. It's on the northwest corner of Sherman and 2nd, and the admission is $5, which gets you coffee and pastries, and breakfast sandwiches are available for purchase at the deli as well. Now, there is a very special event that's coming up this Friday, March 23rd, at 7 p.m., and it is going to be at the Center Place in North Discovery Place in Spokane Valley. The event is Cliven Bundy, American Terrorist or Patriot. Now, this is the author that actually wrote that book, and the author's name is Mr. Stickler, and he will be there presenting his content. And you can get his book and so forth. This is an event that is at no cost to you. You can get your tickets at the tinyurl.com or tinyurl.com and just look for American Patriot Ticket. If you need the actual URL, it will be on the podcast page for Reclaiming the Republic. So that way you can just click the link, go get your ticket. And again, it's free, folks. Now, Northwest Grassroots is doing these things. They do their events, their movie nights every Wednesday, and they do events like this, and they don't charge, but they do ask for donations. And again, what they provide as a service for this local area is incredible. They're not here to make money. They're just here to try to get good content in so that you can understand what's going on and understand the issues so that you can become a better informed voter. And I can't understand what is more important than that, really. And so if we move forward, I kind of been railing a little bit and maybe hammering the need for local businesses to start to get involved. And as a matter of fact, it's not about just getting involved. It's about taking a stand. It is about time people with moral courage and any moral compass that they need to stop and actually recognize the threat that we're dealing with progressives. We are quite quickly with these policies that they're implementing and this road diet or traffic calming that I've been talking about. This is all about the progressive agenda in trying to make it more and more painful for people to want to possess property and be able to, you know, live further out what they want to do. And the intent is, and it's pretty clear, you can go to planners, I think it's planners.com or planners.org. This is an international planners organization that is trying to move everybody into the city centers. And even though this reeks of a conspiracy theory, you go read it yourself and then you come back and tell me, what does it seem like? It seems like they are precisely working in trying to take away your desire to have private property and for you to be moved into these large, beautiful, luscious, and spacious teeny apartments and or city dwellings so that you can live in a high rise and walk to work and so forth. And we can start vacating our countryside. And eventually, we will all be managed within population centers instead of allowing to do this urban sprawl. Anyway, how many conservative shows and stations are left in this area? This used to be a bastion of conservatism. There used to be a lot of different shows on, and they're starting to drop off. Some are by retirement. But the interesting thing is the stations are not renewing and going back and looking for a new local talent. And if you notice, there's a lack of endorsements, sponsorships, and ads of any type of substance across the spectrum of all of these shows. Now, this is not, I don't want you to get this, the motive behind me doing all of this is not about trying to get people to advertise for this show. That'd be great. But there's plenty of other shows, or I shouldn't say there's plenty. There are other shows. Let's at least start supporting some of these shows. And if we don't start supporting some of these shows, then they're going to start dropping off because this costs money. It costs money to air this type of content, just like what Northwest Grassroots is doing. And so the important thing is that businesses start getting involved. I'd love to see businesses starting to sponsor Northwest Grassroots as well as starting to sponsor these radio shows that are providing this kind of content. I know ACN has some, and I know KSBN has some. I'm not sure of any other real players out there that are bringing in real local talent and talking about local issues. This is a critical election year, and I believe it's not about the issues right now. It is literally about people uniting and coming together. And so I go back to the fact that I know I've been railing on businesses because bottom line, they need to start supporting a change in our direction. So the only thing I can recommend is bringing this to the shop owners and attentions that, you know, there is a lack of conservative voice. You walk into a business and let's say that business seems very patriotic and you ask them, excuse me, sir, talk to the business owner. Don't talk to the manager. Don't talk to the store clerk. 9 times out of 10, they just don't know. Or if it's a family business, you know, they're just not informed. But bottom line, you need to talk to the owner and you need to ask that owner, well, are you aware of what's going on? And are you aware of the fact that we need this information so that people can get active and start taking back and getting informed? How else are you going to find out about some of these events? How else are you going to find out about Planned Parenthood, what Rob Chase is doing with his Republican Coffee Club? These types of things need to start to get sponsored so that people can start supporting it because it becomes a drain on those people that are just trying to do this. And it's nice, but there's not billionaires that are running these shows, folks. These radio stations and these people doing this are doing this for pennies, and it's pretty sad that I see such a conservative bastion just becoming so apathetic and indifferent about, you know, really wanting to step, well, it's going to cost me money. You know what? your liberties are going to cost you more than money if you're going to want to preserve them or get them back. And so it's far easier to just be proactive. It's kind of like our civic responsibility. And so what I would ask you to do is, again, start going into these shop owners, bringing this to their attention and asking them, why are they not doing this? I'm going to give you a little background, a little history on this. But when we come back from the break, I've actually got Mike Munch, who ran for office last November, and he was unseated by a progressive. And so when we come back from the break, we're going to have a little dialogue with Mike Munch regarding what happened and what is it going to take to, you know, hopefully take the city back and this county back from the progressives. So please stay tuned. Here's a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back after this. And I will rail after these interviews on businesses again. So again, we'll be right back after this. Hey folks, it's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit, and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I have learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Vaughn Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money on just any good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist like Dr. Vaughn Tracy. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Vaughn Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I ask you to give Dr. Vaughn Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 466-6614. Again, sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. Thank you.
Hi, this is G.R. Mobley. If you've listened to my Wednesday show, Reclaiming the Republic, right here on KSBN from 4 to 5, then you should know that the Constitution is really a contract. Contrary to our education system, the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. It is a hard, fast contract. In accordance to Article 7, the states are the only stakeholders in this contract, and inherent in contract law, the stakeholders possess an inherent authority to exercise oversight over the contract. This means they can audit the contract against the federal government and the unconstitutional powers they are exercising. Any single state can perform this audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what I refer to as Republic Review. Please read my executive summary on reclaimingtherepublic.org to learn the details about Republic Review.
Rippey Homes isn't just about building homes. They offer leading architectural designs in business buildings and offices. The designers they work with have been able to take the cutting-edge technology and spatial comfort in the home setting and integrating that into a vast array of small businesses and professional office buildings. What is most important is how they can offer incredible savings and innovations that one would want to consider in an office building. But why wouldn't a business owner want to maximize their savings in the office space as they would with their home? In businesses today, differentiating your business in positive ways is key to attracting customers and building a successful business. So if you want to get your custom office building right, then you need to contact Cameron Rippey at cgrippey.com. That's cgrippey.com. This is G.R. Mobley. I've been on the radio for over a year, and for over a decade, I've been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we are going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument, and most do not like it for money reasons. If you have not read my executive summaries, you need to, so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can pick up my executive summaries, books, and content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you'll know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our republic. Again, please take a look at my content. Most of it's free at reclaimingtherepublic.org and mobistrippress.com as well. This way, you can become a part of the solution and not a part of the problem.
Okay, so we're back, and in studio we have Mike Bunch, the former city councilman of Spokane Valley. And I say former because you just ended up losing, and I don't think it was any of your fault at all. As a matter of fact, with the turnout, there were so many different factors with that particular race that I think it was what was that? There was that Jim Carrey stupid movie, the Limpity Snicket's series of bad events. There was just a series of catastrophic things right. that were occurring, and voter turnout was just one of those things because there was so much empathy. Mm-hmm. And I believe that we're hopefully seeing with the change in perspectives of the candidates in city council. Mm-hmm. That people will realize, you know what, I have to vote every time. I cannot just trust that these good people are going to get in there. So I guess my first question is, have you retired completely, or are you going to consider doing a rerun and go back in it again?
You know, at this point, I think I'll probably take a little bit of a break. I don't plan on running in 2019, but I didn't necessarily plan on being in council when I got appointed either.
Right,
so,
right.
I'm not terribly happy with some of the stuff that's been happening, but I'm not horribly upset either, you know. So for me, I really enjoyed my time on council. I learned a lot, you know. I was kind of pulling back the curtain and seeing how all that stuff runs, which
right.
from the outside in, you never really understand until you get in there. So that was great, and I felt like I accomplished a lot while I was in there. But the time commitment is unreal. You know, I mean, it is not a 10-hour a week or a 12-hour or 16, you know.
To be good and effective,
yeah,
right. But
yeah.
I'm sure that there's all sorts of unpaid non-government entities and people that are there happily trying to help you do things. Mm-hmm. Getting exposed to the Agenda 21 issue,
mm-hmm.
There's no doubt in my mind that that stuff is alive and well in every city council, and you probably saw that as well.
I did, yeah. You know, and I had a different impression of the city staff before I was elected than after I was. And I can honestly say, you know, there are some issues, and it goes back to the education that everybody receives and different things like that. But
right.
for the most part, I was pretty impressed with almost all the staff members, especially once we cleaned up a building. Yeah, it was
interesting.
Good running staff, so I do got to give them props for that.
So I guess my next question then, if you're going to take a break, because that means 2018 you have no intention in running, possibly 2020 then.
Possibly, yeah.
Possibly.
Mm-hmm.
And you say it takes a lot of commitment because it's not a 10-hour-a-week job. How do you need to position? How does a person need to position themselves to be able to perform in that capacity and still have a business like yourself?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that life balance.
Right, and that's
don't
that
have
was,
kids.
I do. They're almost all gone, and so that'll be a little easier in a couple of years too.
But, okay.
You know, it's for me anyway. When I was on council, it came at a good time for me because I had a construction company that mainly did out-of-town work, and I wanted a break from that. So it gave me – I was planning on taking most of that year off anyway, and so I just did for the most part. But, you know, the realities are a year without income or $10,000 is what you make.
It's
a little tough, so I'm catching back up to where I used to be, and I got to get a little in the bank before I can do something like that again.
I don't consider yourself greedy with all that money, extra
sure.
money you're making.
Right.
And I guess if you put into perspective the how many hours you put in based on the pay,
right.
Isn't that minimum wage or below?
Well below that. Yeah.
And it's
tough because it's not every week's not 40 hours. You know, there's some weeks that I'd have 40-50 hours in by meeting with people and working on issues that are coming forward, and then
right.
other weeks you wouldn't. You know?
Right.
So it's It is a job that I really think has to be performed by either retirees or self-employed that can kind of set their own schedules. And that was one of Caleb's struggles always, was having a 9-to-5 type job and trying to get in there at different meetings. And
right.
Either taking vacation days to go to what you have to go to.
Correct. So here's the thing. I know that we, the people, hate politicians getting rich off of us.
Right.
But we seem to do nothing about the every single congressperson, mm-hmm. you know, that has a treasure trove of millions of dollars, and some of them are, you know, approaching billions because they've been in so long. They don't question that.
Right.
But when we look at our own local people, how dare you want more than 10,000? I honestly think that we have to take a pragmatic approach, because I think the legislatures here in Olympia, they do not make enough money for what we expect them to do and the type of hours and so forth. There needs to be a pragmatic approach and say, look, you know, if you're in session this year, you should be making a certain amount of money per hour.
Right.
You know, and then basically what the expectations are for the session and quantify that. And I'm not talking about the election, but I get onto these tangents.
Sure.
And Spokane Valley, all these city municipalities need to start, you know, being honest, because the only other way we can have honest people is to literally, like you said, be philanthropists that are retired with no kids.
Mm-hmm.
Either that, or they're making deals on the backside, and that's how they're making money.
Exactly.
And we have to close those doors, because right now, because we've constrained you with income, if this makes sense, because we constrained you with income, how else can you make it, you know, because innate, Adam Smith said this, innate in every person is the desire to be able to make their life better and the life of their children even better than theirs. And you can't do that by constraining people and not allowing them to improve their existence in life.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, for me, when I looked at my job as a city councilman, it was a job and it's a business. It should be everything, you know, whether it's government or private sector, it should all be run like a job. And so do we want to pay the people that are making the most decisions that affect us the bare minimum and below what they would make anywhere else? You're not going to get the right people. Now, that being said, you don't want money to be the reason that people go into politics either, because that's not a good thing either, you know. So it's, I don't know what the answer is there, but I don't want it to just be retired people or rich people, because I want it to be a voice of the people. You know, that's what it was designed to be. We're supposed to do a short term of public service and then go back to what you did.
Right. And so I think that even if you looked at Madison and the gentlemen that worked in the Constitutional Convention, they were compensated by their states.
Right.
It's not that they got rich. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, I truly believe, because it is a core part of what I'm trying to do with Republic Review, which I didn't even get a chance to expose you to that, but to be successful in making Republic Review move forward and actually do what it needs to do, to do this, one, we have to set aside our differences, whether that be religious or economic or what those differences are. And then two, we have to set aside our self-interest. Mm-hmm. And so that is a key component. But, okay, setting aside your self-interest, you have to have some reasonable form of compensation, because if not, you will not attract the people that have the skills to be able to come in and do that.
Right.
And the other factor on the compensation side that I have a real problem with is these gravy train retirements. Nobody should have any form of retirement other than what you can plan for yourself. We need to pull that away from Congress. We need to pull that away from the state and everybody. Instead of putting their retirement on the backs of the people, they should have the same kind of requirement that you and your business do. I mean, you either have to invest in a 401k, you have to put money aside for that, or if you're at a point where you're just making your ends meet, then you're not putting money away for retirement.
Right. And I think that's the key. You know, people get so upset about career politicians and everything else. Well, we're paying them to be career politicians on that backside, on that pension.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So if we took that away, there goes away the incentive to be a career politician, because if you're not getting retirement, you know you got to do something else.
Right.
Well, I know that the intent of bringing in here was to talk about the elections. So we're going to get to that as soon as we get out back from this break. So, folks, please stay tuned. We'll be back with Mike Munch, and we're going to talk about the election as soon as we get to talk about our sponsors. So please support our sponsors. We'll be right back after this.
I'm amazed at just how much Rippey Homes takes pride in their partnerships. From the designers they work with, the artisans they employ, and you, the homeowner, they relish in getting it right the first time. To do this, they place their focus upfront on what you want and what you need and begin forming a plan like a sculptor taking care of the intricate details to ensure it meets your expectations. Whether you need innovation in a custom home to harmonize with the environment while offering the latest in building materials and technology, Rippey Homes takes a bottom-up approach that centers around you, the customer. They know that you are the integral component in the American dream, which is how they help you build your dream. To make your dreams become reality, contact Cameron Rippey at cgrippey.com. That's Cameron Rippey at cgrippey.com. My show, Reclaiming the Republic, is more than an educational show. My intent is also to work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way, we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is result-oriented and is live across the Republic. Download and share our podcast. Like, follow, and share our page, Mobius Strip Press, and the articles and content posted on our Facebook page. Get informed about groups in the local area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. This is G.R. Mobley. The reason the progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost all billionaires in the world are funding a vast array of different groups, and their efforts are to undermine our Republican Constitution. If you don't believe me, Google the donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, and many other state rights, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved and supporting programs based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contributions page, and you can become a listed supporter of Liberty. Thank you. Most people resist change, but how would you like to be rewarded in at least two ways for considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy believes your smile is a reflection upon him, and that is a mutually shared reward between both him and you. Another reward is the improvement of your overall health by working with a dentist like Dr. Tracy in developing a strategy in maintaining your dental health. But how would you like a direct incentive in considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy and his staff from time to time offer a special referral program that for every new patient you refer who becomes a patient, they will give you $50 off your upcoming dental work. Consequently, if you refer five people, that's $250 off your dental work. They also have a tiered reward program. Give them a call and ask them for the details and the availability of the referral program by calling 466-6614 or go to VonTracyDDS.com. Again, that's 466-6614 or sign up at VonTracyDDS.com.
Okay, so we are back, and we still have Mike Munch here, and we are supposed to be talking about the election, so let's get into that, and let's get into so you were in office for one term?
Not even a term. I got appointed in July of 16, and then I lost the election in November of 17. So okay. A little over a year.
Oh, a little over a year. Yeah. Okay. And so your constituents, putting aside the little noise between the resistance and the progressives, mm-hmm. I think the majority of the constituents were pretty happy with what you were doing. And
I think that, you know, for me, when I look back on it, there was so much disinformation and there was a huge house
in the campaign itself,
in the valley, you know, with the structure. We had this, I'd like to refer to them as the clique of bitterness, and they were not happy with all the appointments and the direction that the council went when it turned to a conservative council. So they, you know, quite honestly, just spewed a bunch of lies and half-truths out there. The sheriff helped them propagate those a few times. And we had the Republican Party itself very divided, you know. So it was a perfect storm, if you will, on how easy it is to get somebody out of office if all of those things are happening.
Now, did you have any actualization, or you had the actualization, but did you have in beforehand, did you have the realization that these things were going to be a headwind for you in the campaign?
I did, but I think I discounted them more than I should have, you know. But looking back on it, I don't know how much more we could have done. We doorbelled almost every precinct in the valley, the three of us that lost, you know, most of it together. We went to, I think I missed one candidate debate. We had radio ads, you know, we had signs up, you know. So there comes this issue, I think, where people believe people that they know more so than people that they don't. And so if they know these people that were out there, whether they believe the lies or not, spreading them, you know, about we were raising taxes and we were doing all this kind of stuff, which when you look at our record, we were always no on anything that raised taxes. You know?
Sure, sure. So let me ask you this, because you referred to it as the bitterness.
Clique of bitterness.
You know, is that the League of Bitterness, or is that just the consortium, or oligarchy? What is it?
It's basically Spokane County as a whole has a very fractured Republican Party.
No, so I understand that, but I was garnering from what you were saying that my takeaway is that there is this sub-elite mm-hmm. of people who are trying to pull the strings and being the puppet masters.
Correct.
And so you mentioned the sheriff as a part of that, mm-hmm. or to actually you isolated him, so we'll put him aside to mm-hmm. that. Is this and so let me first say, if you're not comfortable with telling me and naming names of what have you, that's absolutely fine.
Right.
But I'm again extrapolating that mm-hmm. there is an elite group of people that think they're the god makers, puppet masters, mm-hmm. or what have you, of the county. Is that correct?
I would second that, yeah.
And so these people are somehow linked within the conservative leaderships, mm-hmm. because there's multiple conservative leaderships.
Right.
I don't believe they're associated with the Constitution Party.
No.
And I don't believe they're associated with the Libertarian Party.
No.
And so they're pretty much entrenched in some avenue and some way or fashion in the GOP and or the Spokane Republican Club, mm-hmm. if I can say that.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so do you feel comfortable naming names? You don't have to.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't matter to me. You know,
because if you want to run again, you know, it's important to start identifying. And let me just say this as mm-hmm. a precursor, because I've been saying this, and Brad here will attest to this, mm-hmm. that what we have in leadership positions are managers. Mm-hmm. They're managing agendas. Now, I think I do like Stephanie Cates, because mm-hmm. I do think that she is trying to do branding and changing the paradigm and so forth.
Right.
I think her hands are tied based on the bylaws mm-hmm. and some of the other problems that she has within this division. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if, you know, she's the best person. Because honestly, I truly believe that the only way we're going to fix this problem is not from within, but from the outside, and forcing pressures by either, you know, getting other people involved, taking over PCO positions and so forth, to, you know, if you want to call it a revolt or mm-hmm. what have you. And hopefully these listeners that are listening, that are living in a precinct that is not occupied, but you love the Constitution and you're conservative and you want to get involved, then get involved and start reaching out to the other constitutional conservatives. So mm-hmm. anyway, I think that it's important that we know who these people are. Mm-hmm. If they hear it from you, it's a lot different than when they hear it from me.
Sure. Well, the ones that I identified as actively working as hard as they could against us were the Wellheights, okay. Diana and her husband, Richard.
Okay.
And Donna O'Leary really had an issue with me. She didn't so much come out against me in public, but she did in private because of my juvenile record. She just couldn't get over the fact that I
made a mistake.
Yeah, they were serious mistakes. I don't discount them, but I was also under 18 and a messed up kid, you know. So I think 20 years speaks for itself that, you know, I think I had a few parking tickets and some speeding tickets since then, but that's it, you know. So she was not happy about me being there. Donald Morgan definitely did not like me being there. I don't think that Leonard, I never heard too much Leonard Christensen, too much coming out for or against me, but I know he wasn't happy with me.
Okay.
The part that I always look at that just really bothers me, and I actually had a conversation with Richard about this, was that, you know, you're against me just because of who appointed me. You've never looked at my voting record.
Now, this is Richard Wilhite.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any of the stuff that I actually stood for or did, you're just against me because of who appointed me. And you didn't like the current council.
And who appointed you?
The current council at the time. So it was Rod. Well, actually, Rod didn't vote for me. It was Sam Woods, Ed Pace, Barney Woodard, and Caleb. No, I didn't get Pam or Rob.
Okay.
You know, I won off of those four because it was just majority. So it was okay. Between me and... I can't think of her name now. Anyway, it came down to the two of us,
right?
And I got the four. So.
And what boggles my head is the opponent that you ran against was a card-carrying progressive,
lifelong Democrat,
and so it seems to me like, are these few people that you're talking about just within the umbrella of Spokane Valley? Are these the, you know, are they a sub-element of a bigger God-makers, if I could say that, mm-hmm. Organization for the county?
I think they're part of a bigger organization.
Okay.
There's more involved. I don't know for sure who...
Who's that? But you know that these people came right out and said,
yes.
I'm not supporting you. I'm supporting this person,
yeah.
And I'm telling you why.
Yeah.
And kudos to that individual to those individuals because, one, they were bold enough to do that
right.
Publicly, and secondly, at least we know where they stand.
Right. Well, and, you know, they all hide behind, including the sheriff, that it's a nonpartisan race. So just because I'm I've been a lifelong Republican Party member, you know, just because I'm Republican doesn't mean they have to support me. But they're the same people that will hold up Ronald Reagan and say, you know, speak no ill of a Republican, but then they think they can in a nonpartisan position. So it just doesn't make sense.
So who is the grand wizard that defines what race is partisan and what race isn't partisan? Because partisan politics exists in everything, whether that be marriage,
right.
a child and parent.
Mm-hmm.
In every fashion, there is some level of partisan politics.
Right.
Why is it that people keep on trying to assert
mm-hmm.
that there is partisan politics involved in a city council position?
Right.
I mean, you're either for the free market system, and for limited government mm-hmm. and empowering people, or you believe you're an elitist and that you know better than the people do, mm-hmm. just like over in Seattle.
Right.
Those are supposedly nonpartisan positions, but mm-hmm. you cannot tell me that what they're doing is nonpartisan.
Right.
And what you guys were doing was nonpartisan either.
Mm-hmm.
You guys were moving in a direction that was the exact opposite
right.
of what Seattle is doing,
mm-hmm.
and I applauded that.
Right.
And I applaud the fact that these are partisan positions.
Mm-hmm.
And so is this some label that the state has called these as nonpartisan? Because that
yeah.
is a facade.
It is, you know, and they've, you know, it's absolutely insane to me because the dog catcher is a partisan position, but city councils are nonpartisan. Now, a dog catcher, yeah, I could see that being nonpartisan. He's just out grabbing the dogs.
Uh-huh.
But a city council is obviously going to align with one ideology or another.
Wow. So this is very interesting. And obviously we're at a hard break, so we'll have to get back to this. So if you just hold tight here. We'll get right back to this, folks. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Thank you so much.
This is G.R. Mobley. I've been on the radio for over a year, and for over a decade, I've been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we are going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academe has been able to refute my argument, and most do not like it for money reasons. If you have not read my executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can pick up my executive summaries, books, and content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you'll know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content. Most of it's free at reclaimingtherepublic.org and mobistrippress.com as well. This way, you can become a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. This is G.R. Mobley. I'm working with Trevor Lawton, Douglas V. Gibbs, Tom DeWeese, John Hancock, and many other good patriots in setting up rodeos for Republic Review this summer. We're doing this in Wyoming, Utah, South Dakota, Idaho, Kansas, and North Dakota for this election cycle. If you are beginning to understand the power of Republic Review, then we need your help one way or another. More importantly, if you live in these states or know any patriotic leadership, whether that's an elected official, grassroots leader, or political leader, please reach out to me on Facebook or email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know who we can work with in organizing these events. It is our intent to get one and hopefully all of these states to call for Republic Review. If we can get this started, I promise you we will make America great once and for all. Thank you. Rippey Homes is a family-owned business that has been building homes in the Spokane area for over a decade. For years, they've offered their customers an array of construction projects and services. But due to market demands, they now exclusively focus building high-efficiency homes and business offices, offering custom turnkey solutions for customers seeking to save money on operational costs while enjoying the latest innovations and construction technology. They understand many of these features can be expensive, but this is why they work closely with a team of leading designers to integrate the details and options that suit your needs. When it comes to translating designs into reality, the artisans they employ make this happen. If you're interested in building a cutting-edge dream home or office, then contact Cameron Rippey at cgrippy.com. That's Cameron Rippey at cgrippy.com.
Hi, this is G.R. Mobley. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention or a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, these conventions require the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. These conventions are unable to solve our real problem, which is noncompliance to the Constitution, and they would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. Why do we need Republic Review? This is the only way the states can deal with the federal government's encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers they have not been delegated. To learn more, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to get my executive summary on Republic Review. And please listen to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, right here on KSBN from 4 to 5 on Wednesdays.
Okay, so I'm back without Mike Munch, and actually we will have Mike Munch's additional input and additional interview time probably next week. I've got G. Edward Griffin interviews coming up. It was very fascinating talking to him. And so and he's the author of A Creature from Jekyll Island. And so I truly believe you're going to enjoy this conversation with him. It spans over 7 segments, so there's definitely a lot of history and information there. You don't get involved in the 60s and continue fighting and fighting and fighting and not have a little bit of history. But anyway, I have to thank Mike for, one, coming in here and taking the time to actually talk about this. You know, a lot of these times, these folks that were in the trenches fighting for you don't necessarily have to take the time after they've been, you know, I don't want to say ran out, but basically had the rug pulled out from underneath them. And so the fact that he came in and was willing to talk, I just applaud that, because we have to start learning, or we're going to continue repeating the same problems. I mean, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. So for us to change and for us to get smart and for us to actually, you know, start taking control of the direction we're going, we have to start learning. And so the best way to learn is to hear it from these gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, I should say, that were out there trying to fight the good fight for you and basically ended up losing, not due to their own problems, but more or less due to, as Mike was saying, a lot of people running around in trying to manage their agenda and getting their agenda back on track instead of allowing true leaders to. And the difference, again, between leaders and managers is that leaders basically lead in the direction of core principles that everybody espouses and clings to. I'm going to tell you, the progressives cling to individual liberty. Not one progressive wants somebody to speak for them. Not one progressive wants all their decisions made for them. Oh, they want your decisions made for you because you're incompetent. But they don't have that problem. And they want to be able to be free and have these free things. And they basically take advantage, and I'm hoping to have a few other very interesting guests come on that talk about how these minorities are being used, and basically they're the useful idiots that Lenin needed for his Bolshevik Revolution, and they're the useful idiots now that are needed for the secular progressive finalization of pushing this nation and the world into global communism. And so I can't tell you how thankful I am that Mike and Ed has already come in, and I'm hoping to have Caleb, and I'm hoping to have a few other candidates, such as Tim Benn. We're going to talk about his recovery, hopefully. I'm hoping he's doing better. And I'd love to have Matt Howes come in as well, because you got to understand what these guys, these people went through. They went through just a last-minute barrage, which is just typical, just like what Judge Roy Moore went through. A last-minute barrage of, this guy has a lack of moral integrity and character with a whole bunch of false accusations. Where is Judge Roy Moore and the, you know, this terrible monster today that was supposedly, you know, molesting everybody that, you know, was around the corner? I mean, it's all gone because they served their purpose with Al Franken supposedly stepping down. And, you know, these changes that they were willing to make, they were throwing sacrificial lambs trying to get everything they needed. What happened to the Me Too movement? I mean, this Me Too movement was a huge marketing drive, and it exploded in Hollywood. But it was a huge marketing drive to stop Judge Roy Moore from being able to move forward. I hope to have Judge Roy Moore on this show, and I hope to talk to him about Republic Review. But that said, next week, probably either I'll start with the G. Edward Griffin segments, or I'll probably have Mike Munch. So you'll have to tune in and see what I'm in the mood for next week. But these are very enlightening conversations. But let me get back to, because I, not that I like railing on business, but bottom line, the lack of business involvement is one of the primary reasons why we're here. Now, business is definitely involved in supporting. Just go to the Lincoln Day dinner. They're huge in supporting the Republicans, but they have nothing to do with supporting the Constitution. And I'm going to put this into context because we had Constitution Day last year. And so I'm going to give you some points of facts so that you can kind of digest the lack of support that businesses have in this community. I was taught a long, long time ago when I bought my first Beatle record, I got this long lecture from my father, and it really opened my eyes as to what I was doing as a consumer, because my father basically said, what you've done is by buying that Beatles album, and it was a brand new album, just came out, and he said, what you've done is you basically supported the lifestyle, what those individuals are doing. And I was really kind of oblivious to, you know, their lifestyle and what they were doing. But nevertheless, he was absolutely correct. And so it's not a matter anymore of just actually actively putting your money into an individual or a business that is doing things to destroy your liberties. It's even worse when you put money into a company that is no longer defending your liberties, because it's almost the same thing. Where do you spend your money in business has everything to do with who you're supporting and how they're either protecting you or throwing you under the bus or actually attacking you. And so there are those three sides to this issue. And what we have to be doing, if you haven't garnered what I am a proponent for, is we have to get businesses to protect us. I'm tired of the businesses throwing us under the bus. And how can a business throw us under the bus? Well, by not speaking up for your liberties, by not supporting good constitutional candidates, by not supporting the programs and events and people. You know, if they're not happy, if there's a like Better Spokane, if they're not happy with what Northwest Grassroots is doing, then why don't they put together their own organization and have their own events and bring in people so that they can be smart? Because as far as I'm concerned, folks, that would be great if we had four organizations to compete with Northwest Grassroots. Then that would mean that there'd be more things that we, you know, maybe you can't make it the first weekend or the first week of the month for a particular month. You can go to this other event. And then they can start educating people on the Hearst decision and what is going on. But they're not doing that. They're being silent. And what that is throwing you under the bus. As a point in fact, just like people, businesses need to be motivated in doing what is right. And there's nothing more right than standing up for the Constitution and individual liberty and individual sovereignty. I was appalled by the reaction I got from an American automobile manufacturer who chose not to do a thing for Constitution Day. Now, this American automobile manufacturer dealership right here in the county, I'm not going to name what city it was in, but it was here in the county, but these are American cars that they're selling. And the ownership used to be, it went through a recent change, but the ownership used to be very conservative and very much so in promoting these concepts of individual liberty and so forth. And I'm running out of time because there it is. That is the end of the show. So forgive me. I'm going to have to get back into these businesses later. And we will be back next week. Thank you so much. Have a good weekend.